Nearly 20% of people who were living in Iraq before the U.S. invasion now live in other countries. According to a report released this week by the International Organization for Migration, most of the more than 2 million Iraqi refugees live in Syria and Jordan. The UN Refugee Agency has referred more than 12,000 Iraqi cases to the U.S., but so far only a fraction of those refugees have been admitted into this country. I spoke yesterday with a 34-year-old woman from southern Iraq who's been living in the Washington, D.C. area since last summer. Her family is still in Iraq, and because she fears for their safety, we've agreed not to use her real name. She asked to be called Zina. Here's how she remembers March 20th, 2003.
I was in Baghdad with my mother. Everyone was silent because they were happy that Saddam will fall, but at the same time, they cannot open their mouth to say the truth. We heard about other provinces that there is bombing, there is everything, but nothing happened in our city.
How did you feel about the U.S. troops coming to your country?
I was enthusiastic because Saddam was our enemy. For our family, Saddam was our enemy. I hate him. He killed my uncle. He was an English teacher. He took my aunt to the prison because she was veiled. This was her crime. So how could I love Saddam? I was born in 1973. Saddam is the disaster of my life. For this reason, I was waiting for this moment to have revenge.
Zina, how has your life changed over the past 5 years?
Yes. When I was a child, under Saddam's rule, I was thinking to travel, to go here and there, to complete my study outside Iraq, any dream for any ordinary human being. And we were deprived. Because I am Shia, I am from the south of Iraq, all these things were preventing me from achieving my dreams. After Saddam's fall, we can't do anything. We can achieve our dreams. We can travel. We can go outside Iraq. Freedom, freedom. We start to think about freedom. Yes.
Zina, you're speaking with us now, not from Iraq, but from Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Why did you leave?
Yes, because my brother was killed. He was assassinated because he worked only 20 days after the fall of Saddam. He was working with the coalition forces in the city center, in my city.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes.
When did you make that decision that you needed to go?
In his funeral. Many friends called me and they say to me, you will be the next. You must leave the country.
That must have been very difficult. So soon after feeling like you had the freedom to do all of these things you wanted to do, not being safe enough to stay and do them.
Yes, it was not my choice. So for this reason, in the very beginning, I refused. I said to my mother, I am ready to die here, but not to leave.
What changed your mind?
The treatment of people for our family has changed after my brother's murder. In Iraq nowadays, it is like this. They blame the victim. They say, why did he work 20 days for the coalition forces? And they do not blame terrorists who killed him.
You've been here now for just a few months.
Yes.
What do you like best about being here and what's been the hardest adjustment?
I like the workplace in America. I think it is ideal because the employer tried to protect your rights, no abuses to employees.
What's the hardest part about being here?
My mother and the tomb of my brother. I was visiting the tomb of my brother there. And sometimes I think if I die here in this country, I need to have a tomb nearby my brother.
It's the five-year anniversary of the war. Is there anything that you're doing to commemorate this anniversary?
Actually, I did it in advance. I sent offline messages to my friends. I say, congratulations, this is the 50th anniversary of Saddam's fall. Yes.
And what did they say back to you? What have you heard from your friends and acquaintances back
till
in Iraq?
Till now, I did not receive anything, but they will answer, we agree, for sure.
Zina, I'd like to ask you one more thing.
Yes.
You said you were hopeful when the U.S. troops first arrived that it would bring freedom to your country. Now, here in 2008, do you think that there is freedom there?
No. They say to us, if you open your mouth with any bad word against any religious personality that has militia or any political personality, not only religious, also political personality that has militia, and the second day your house will be bombed. Our freedom is restricted again.
Zina, an Iraqi refugee, she spoke to us from Washington.